Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Political observers peg Illinois' 13th congressional race as a toss-up. The contest is attracting attention from more than just central Illinois.
This is one of the contests that's being watched nationwide. There's a lot of money flowing in on both sides from nationwide sources.
St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt examines the rematch between Republican incumbent Rodney Davis and Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Lodrigan in just a few minutes. Doctors in the St. Louis region are worried people are not taking the pandemic seriously. Their heightened concern comes as hospitals are nearing capacity and healthcare workers could soon be overwhelmed by coronavirus patients. Medical officials are now calling on those who have been affected by the virus to tell their stories. St. Louis Public Radio's Becca Clark Callender reports.
Dr. Alex Garza, the head of the St. Louis Pandemic Task Force, often presents the latest data on coronavirus cases in the region, but he's decided to go beyond the numbers. At the latest briefing, he asked three St. Louisans to talk about how serious the virus is. One of those who spoke was Jennifer Duffy, whose mother recently died from COVID-19. Duffy says she doesn't understand why people won't wear masks.
I ask myself every day, how many more? Some people are so stubborn and so selfish. I wonder, would it only make sense to them if it was their own mother that was being buried? I don't know.
Duffy says her mom's health quickly deteriorated and she doesn't want anyone else to lose a loved one. I'm Becca Clark Callender, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced new restrictions in the Metro East to slow the spread of the virus. Indoor service at bars and restaurants will not be allowed starting Wednesday. Also, those businesses will have to close by 11 at night. Pritzker says the restrictions have been triggered by increases in the number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations.
No matter where in Illinois you call home, as you go about your daily lives, remember that this is not over. There seems to be a COVID storm on the rise, and we have to get prepared.
Illinois health officials say on average 8% of Metro East coronavirus tests were positive for three consecutive days. Pritzker says state police will issue citations to restaurants and bars that violate tighter restrictions. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page has vetoed two bills he says would have seriously harmed his ability to combat the pandemic. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports.
The legislation would have allowed Page and future county executives to declare a state of emergency or issue public health orders like the county's mask mandate. But any extension beyond 15 days would have required approval by five members of the county council. Supporters called it a necessary check on the power of the county executive, but Page called it an effort to put politics in control of what should be handled by scientists.
And I will not allow the health and safety of everyone in St. Louis County to be jeopardized by political shenanigans.
There do not appear to be enough votes currently on the council to override the veto. That would require a second Democrat to oppose Page. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
National political analysts list Illinois' 13th congressional district as a toss-up. That district includes parts of the Metro East. As St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt reports, the contest is a rematch of the 2018 race between incumbent Republican Rodney Davis and Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Lodrigan.
The 2020 contest for Illinois' 13th congressional seat may seem like deja vu for some residents in the district. The candidates and their platforms remain largely unchanged from 2018, when Dirksen-Lodrigan nearly beat Davis. He won the district by a little more than 2,000 votes, and the results could be just as close this year. Ken Moffitt is Southern Illinois University Edwardsville's Political Science Department Chair.
This is one of the contests that's being watched nationwide. There's a lot of money flowing in on both sides from nationwide sources.
A big reason why has to do with the 2018 results. Dirksen-Lodrigan came within one percentage point of winning a district that Davis won by nearly 20 points in 2014 and 2016. The close race in 2018 provides some definite advantages for Dirksen-Lonergan this time around, says John Jackson, a visiting professor at the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University.
Challengers often have to spend the first month or 2 months trying to get introduced, and they have to spend a tremendous amount of money just getting their introduction out, and she starts with all that behind her.
Just like last time, healthcare is front and center of this year's race, and it takes on added prominence given the context of the coronavirus pandemic. Both candidates agree the country's current healthcare system needs reform, but disagree on how to accomplish that change. Davis says he would build on the country's existing employer-based healthcare system. He says he's introduced legislation that would subsidize what employers pay for healthcare for someone who may have lost their job.
That's a way to make sure families like mine, who are going through cancer or other treatments, it makes sure that you keep your same doctors and you keep your same medical treatment plans.
Davis says this would let employees pay what they have already been paying instead of needing to look for another health plan. Dirksen-Lonergan says she wants to strengthen the Affordable Care Act by providing a public option for Medicare, otherwise known as Medicare X. She says the ACA was a good first step, but she says some health providers have left areas of central Illinois, driving up the cost of insurance. Dirksen-Lonergan says Medicare X would bring back competition and lower healthcare costs.
The reason that I want to look at the public option is because we could actually work with the hospitals to make sure that they can maintain their excellent standard of care. And can we then provide some competition in those markets and bring the costs down.
The two candidates also share feelings about the way the United States responded to the coronavirus pandemic. They both call it a failure. Dirksen-Lonergan says the government needs to support Americans who are currently struggling by extending unemployment insurance and adding more money to the Paycheck Protection Program.
I do believe that we are going to get to the other side of this pandemic, but we need to make sure our families and our small businesses are still afloat when we get there.
Davis is more focused on preparing for the next pandemic threat by closely examining the failings this time around.
So that we don't see failures across government, across administrations, both this one and previous administration, and a decades-long problem with Congress not fully funding and addressing what a national stockpile should actually entail.
But Moffitt says the race will likely come down to factors that are largely outside of each candidate's control.
If I had to pick two issues it would boil down to, Donald Trump and the pandemic.
He says voters in the 13th district and elsewhere are choosing their congressional candidate based on the D or R next to their name instead of policy differences.
That's really a trend as far as congressional elections. That congressional elections in the last about 20 years have become much, much more nationalized than what they used to be.
This is something Jackson sees too. He says it's nearly impossible for congressional candidates to disassociate their races from the contest for the White House, especially in this year's election.
It's a nationalized race and can't be avoided.
That means whomever voters choose to go to the White House will probably have an ally from Illinois' 13th congressional district. I'm Eric Schmid, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Wayne Pratt. From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. Choosewood.com.